With us on our comment line now, also speaking about our Federer friends, is Gráinne Ní Gairld from Kenmare. Gráinne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now, you're an avid photographer of birds, especially the ones
Thank
that come
you.
To your area. You've got a bullfinch.
A bullfinch, yeah. Very, very unusual visit. I suppose we're here 17 years, we're living here nearly, and never, ever have we ever had a bullfinch in our garden, because they tend to be in woodland areas, deciduous trees, higher up. They're very shy, and so you wouldn't normally see them. Like, you have plenty of finches, but not bullfinches. And as you can see from the colour of him, he's so attractive. He's so orange, but they come in pairs as well. So his female friend was with him, but I was concentrating on him so much, I didn't even get a photograph of her. She was sitting in the tree waiting for him, and by the time I'd got him, and I'd actually, the camera was out in the car, because it goes around with me now all the time, so I had to run out and get it.
Yeah.
And so by the time I got the photograph of him, he was gone then within a few minutes, and there was no sign of him. No sign of him today anyway.
When did you see him? When was it?
Yes, yesterday morning, and like the sun was out and everything, so he was there, but he was actually feeding on, there was some buds in the, you know, we haven't, it's full of weeds, the patch that we have at the back.
Sure.
And he was feeding on some buds. That's what they eat. They're known to wreck, fruit and things like that.
Yes.
They love their eating their buds. But yeah, the only other time I saw one of them was in North Kerry in Kilflin, in high trees. And I got some beautiful pictures, and they were eating the red buds and the trees. They eat them. That's what they
feed
on.
Absolutely beautiful pictures, and we'll put them up on our social media channels so people can see them.
But yeah.
Absolutely beautiful picture. A jet black head and crown, and a glorious full red breast for the bullfinch, and black beak.
Yeah, and they're in decline, apparently. Like, I've looked it up there, you know, on the Birdwatch. If you follow Birdwatch, actually, there's a good website in Ireland like that, but they're in decline, so like you don't see too many of them. So it was absolutely amazing to get it in Kenmare, you know, just to get it out in your back garden was just like the excitement. Even my daughter was here, and she's like, "Mama, get the camera," really excited about it. And you know, because they're always watching when eating their breakfast, looking out, because yesterday the place was thronged with birds. Like, it had like finches, gold, or what you call them, blue tits.
Yeah.
There was, like, then the robin came along with the big angry face because everyone was at her feeder.
Yeah.
It's so funny, like, the faces that you get when you catch them. But, it was just covered. And then today, then, like, with the weather, there's just been, like, very few again. Then it's amazing when the sun comes out, what land they're like.
Yeah, the insects are out, and the food is out there for them. To try and encourage them out. And look, it's widespread but uncommon is what we're hearing in relation to it. So it's very hard to see them or find them. But as Birdwatch Ireland said, deciduous woodland higher up, and feeds on oak, cherry and hawthorn trees, as well as seeds and berries.
Yeah, and like the fact that they came so close, like to humans, which is, it's amazing, like to come into a back garden in a state like that was why it was so exciting, you know. Because even, it was funny, Jerry, when I was trying to get the camera out too, it came into the house, it was cold, so it fogged up, and I was like, I'm never going to get this picture now, you know. I tried to clean the lenses and get out there, and everyone had to stay quiet, because, you know, if anyone moved, that was it, he was gone. Like, so it was just amazing. And just to get it here again, as I say, like, because it's about 2 years ago since I got a photo of one of them. And the other one that I'm trying mad to get is a jay. I don't know if you've ever seen the jay. I think
I've never seen the jay.
About the jay.
Very, very hard to get them. Very shy altogether.
Very hard. Yeah, and they're down in Rena Gruff. They're actually
really?
Up in the trees there. Yeah, you definitely. But it's just to have the camera on you when you see one. That's the only thing.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Hang on there, Gráinne. We'll play the call of the bullfinch here for our listeners, so they, at least if they can't see one, they might hear one.
Okay.
There you go. That's the bullfinch. The Irish bullfinch, if we call him that. So people will hear him in, you can see it in woodlands there. So, Grainne, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for sending on the pictures and hope you get a spot of the Jay. If you get the Jay, send it on to us.
Oh, that would be straight in. But the other one, you're on about the cuckoo as well. I still have, like, I slightly heard him the other day. He's up behind the mountain there, the hill, I should say, Gartamullen. But last year I was at the Rally of the Lakes, and I was up in Moll's Gap, you know, and you could hear them echoing across the mountains. It was absolutely beautiful, but I've yet to hear them, like, and it's me, you know, I haven't, I just think it's crazy, like, because people were saying to me, like, because I'm posting pictures now, I'm getting a lot of people up to be talking about the birds, and it's opened up conversations and stuff, so, but it's funny, they'd be saying about the cuckoo and that and whatever coming back, but yeah, it's amazing, so...
Yeah,
I have to hear them yet, and they were saying that they only heard the birds singing yesterday, and it's May, you know, like
that's unreal.
So
with the weather we've been having and everything else like that.
Yeah, exactly.